Welcome to the Landscape of Your Life with Alison Smith podcast. I'm Alison Smith. Each episode will help you see situations you don't know what to do in from a different perspective. Perspectives that enable you to understand all paths available to you and help you to get back on track. I do this by sharing unconventional tools from my landscape toolkit. Tools that help you to connect to your own inner landscapes and wisdom. This is the last Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith episode for this season. And what I thought I'd do is just share with you what to expect from the rest of the episode. So you come to this new, you're wondering what it's all about. How can you review the 20 other episodes that have already taken place and make most sense of them? And what I'd say is the fact that to make most of them, you need to think of a situation you'd like more insight on, either a situation that you're feeling stuck in, don't know what to do about, are going around in circles, something where you're not where you want to be. And to take that with you into the episode and apply the tools and techniques, hints and tips that I share to that situation. Now, how do you start to decide which episode to use? There's lots of different ways. One would be to simply choose a number between 1 and 20 and just listen to it. Another option might be to see how much time you've got, because there's one that's less than a minute long and another one that's about 26 minutes long. So if you've only got 1 minute, then go to that one. And having said that, the first 10 episodes also start with a, if you've only got 5 minutes. So again, you could go to the episodes 1 to 10, play the first 5 minutes, and again, you've got a hint or a tip or a belief about how to think differently about your current situation. But otherwise, you could go on the title, the fact that a particular title attracts you, and or obviously read all the blurb that's there underneath the actual episode. So there's lots of different ways that you can make a decision. However, one of them is to, this is more like an index, I suppose, this episode, an index of what to expect. So have a listen as I share some of the some of the content, and then you can think about whether that applies to you. So in terms of poems, then there's a what is normal poem that I used in episode 1. So that's really helpful if you're feeling a bit like everybody else is doing one thing and you're doing something completely different, because this actually helps you recognize that everybody's normal is different. Paths and Destinations as a poem gets featured quite often, and it's a really helpful way of exploring destinations, paths, where you may be in relation to your destination. And so we've got that covered in episode 3, episode 16. And it certainly had a mention elsewhere. There's a poem called The Tide in episode 5 that is very much about timing. So if you think that you're missed the tide, if you're running late, if you're impatient for things to happen now, or think that you've missed the perfect time, then I suspect that The Tide in episode 5 might be really helpful for you to listen to. In episode 7, the poem, I'm just going through all the poems first, but in episode 7, I Reclaim All My Parts is a poem written to sort of integrate all the parts that you might have disowned. So the forgotten parts, the unloved parts. And it's just a poem reminding you to acknowledge and reclaim all of the parts that you do, so that you can be authentically you, because you're nobody else. And as far as the poems are concerned, there's one about being grounded to you, and that's in episode 10. So they're different ways of looking at a situation. The poems have got metaphors contained within them, and then they're just listen to the words, reflect on the words, think about how they help you see the situation differently. And certainly all of those poems have resonated well with coaching clients and in retreats and workshops. So yeah, why not go to any of those episodes that I've mentioned there? In terms of sayings, because one of the things that I quite often do is use sayings that we use when we're stuck and explore the metaphor within it. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, what would you do in a real wood? And what that then ends up enabling you to do is you come up with a whole load of metaphorical solutions, which your brain can then make sense of later to say, well, what does a map really mean? So if you feel like any of the following sayings, I'd highly recommend you going along to the episode in question, and I'll tell you a bit more about the whys and wherefores of how to get new insight. So if you can't see the wood for the trees, I'd go along to episode one. If you're going around in circles, and this is one of my favourite exercises and something I've used quite a few times this last week actually with clients, and that's episode two. So if you're going around in circles, go to episode two. If you want to turn a corner, and pop along to episode three. If you're juggling balls or feels like you're spinning plates, then go to episode four. An uphill struggle. So if life is feeling like an uphill struggle, go along to episode five. And I think the other thing to mention is the fact that in all instances, when you get to that episode, the words underneath it in comments have got links to blogs, links to the poem, links to other hints and tips to support the actual episode. So it's not just the episode that you're listening to. You may have something that you can also read. But if you feel like you're up the creek without a paddle, then I'd go along to episode six. If you're beating yourself up with a stick and or feel like you're like a fish out of water, then in both of those instances, they're covered in episode seven. I like my personal favourite is putting down the stick that you're beating yourself up with. If you're feeling like you're backed into a corner, I'd go to episode eight and certainly encourage you to also follow the blog there, because it's quite an extensive blog with lots of input from lots of different people when we were talking about that during the workshop. If you're reacting negatively to the word deadline, then I'd go to episode nine. If you're feeling like you're out on a limb, go to episode 10. If you're feeling like you're treading water, then episode 11. And a seat at the table, if you're wanting a seat at the table, which is something that my professional body of procurement people want, but I'm sure it's also applicable to other professions, then that would be episode 12. What we've then got is a number of different demonstrations, and certainly more latterly, each of the episodes is on one particular topic. So, for instance, the last episode, episode 20, was an extract from my book, Landscaping Your Life. I can't see the wood for the trees. Can't you remember the name of my book? can't see the wood for the trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track. And what that episode does is just talk you through each of the chapters and explores a bit more about how to get unstuck when you don't know what to do. Episode 19 is very timely at the moment that I'm recording this. It may not be as timely for anybody listening to this later, because it's all about autumn. How can we use autumn to help us get back on track? How can we use the metaphors, nature, autumn as our coach in order to help us know what to do? And I suppose aligned with that, episode 17, so I'm going backwards really in numbers now. Episode 17 is about how to use nature as your coach. What are all the sorts of different ways that you could use nature as your coach in order to get back on track? So if you can't afford a coach, if you don't want to use a coach, if you've not got anybody to talk to, but you just want to go out and try and get some new insight, then have a listen to that episode, and that will then enable you to know how to use nature to ask questions of you, to get you to see things differently in order to then apply all of that insight to the current situation that you're stuck about. I've already mentioned the Paths and Destinations poem I've written, but episode 16 is about me taking that poem on a walk. And it still strikes me on how impatient I was to get to the first crossroads. I said I wasn't going to make a decision until I get to the first crossroads. And I got halfway between where I started and the crossroads. And it's just, I'm so impatient. It's like, no, I want to turn around. It's as if I was willing to undo all of the good work I'd done on the walk because I hadn't got anywhere, because I couldn't see the progress I was making. And that's a bit like planting those seeds and then getting annoyed that it hasn't grown soon enough, prodding those seeds and, you know, shouting at those seeds when actually the seeds are doing what seeds do and they're just biding their time. Episode 15 is quite an interesting one. I find it interesting. But then I found all my episodes interesting, of course. But episode 15 is a journey home. So it's from here in Scotland down into Staffordshire. And it's me taking insight from nature as I drive through it. So I stop a few times and I look at the insight. And I think for me, there's a few key insights there, but one of them was particularly about getting to the source of the Tweed and realizing that at the start of anything, it's a bit blank. It feels like nothing's happening. So it goes back to that planting the seed again, really, that you're on your own up there where the source of the Tweed is. It's only once the river gets going that gathers a pace with other water that you start to see progress and feel like things are happening. For those more logical, then I might say episode 14 might be something for you to try, because it's me using a set of cards called the Frameworks for Coaching Process, and it's about using those to prompt a conversation about a problem. Because all we're ever doing is trying to say, if you're stuck, if you don't know what to do, let's ask questions. A coach will ask you questions in order to enable you to see that situation differently, from a different perspective, to find something that's uncovered. And all these techniques do is that they just help you see a situation differently, to open a door in your mind to the solutions. Because I firmly believe that your inner wisdom does know what to do. It's just that for whatever reason, logic is defending those doors, isn't letting you see through those doors to the answer, or doesn't want to know the answer, or just wants to be very logical, and therefore, well, I only know this much, and it only wants to work on what it knows. And what we're doing in all of these techniques, tools and techniques, is uncovering what you don't know. Episode 13 includes a walk with a client and just demonstrates how to go on the Landscaping Your Life walk, how to notice the patterns in nature, and to use them to give you new insight. In episode 12, I'll continue now. I've started at the end and I'm moving towards one, so I'll continue there really. Is that episode 12 is where I start to think about different language and words. So the landscape toolkit is lots of different tools and techniques to help me see things differently. L stands for language and words, and therefore I touch on how to use your language to help you uncover solutions in episode 12. In episode 11, then I talk you through using drawing as a means of getting new insight. Just having a look. What else we've got? I think we might have done that. Oh, no, there we go. In episode 4, I was looking at the notes. Episode 4, then, oh, yes, there's a lovely demonstration in the middle of that one where I ask Cara to demonstrate, or I talk Cara through a demonstration of standing in the person's shoes, which I think is again one of my favorite tools to stand in other people's shoes, see it from their perspective in order for you to know what to do differently. And the 5 minutes, if you've only got a few 5 minutes, then episode one's about doing something different every day. Episode two reminds you to be in the right state of mind for what you're just about to do. So if you're feeling frustrated, is that the right mindset to be in to do what you're just about to do? And if not, what can you do to change your mindset? In episode three, you're reminded about the meaning of the communication, is the response that you get. So it's about not blaming the other person for not understanding you. That if they don't understand you, it's because you've not made your communication clear for them. Episode four's 5 minute is about how you see the world is inaccurate. So that's very much about the fact that there's three versions of any situation, yours, theirs, and the truth. And noticing that yours isn't necessarily the truth. Yours is as deleted, distorted, and generalized as the other person's. So there's going to be things that you're both missing. Episode five touches on values in terms of your motivations and how to find out what your motivations are to actually inspire you to take the action that you say that you want to, but you're not doing. Episode six, the 5 minute, talks about flexing your behavior doesn't mean that you're letting go of your identity. Sometimes that people say, I don't want to flex my identity. I'm me. Why can't they understand me? And I just say, it's just we're talking a different language. So when I'm inviting you to behave differently, I'm not inviting you to stop being you, but I am, if you're speaking English, I'm just suggesting that perhaps you need to speak Spanish because the person doesn't understand English. And that's all these flexing behaviors all about. Episode seven's 5 minutes about they're not you. So stop assuming they are like you. So quite often we give people what we want. We talk to them in a way that we'd want to be talked to. We're even get angry with them in the way we want to get angry with them. So, and it's about, going back to earlier, flexing your style to suit the other person, but not to get confused with the fact that you think they're like them. You think you're like them, or that they are like you. The episode eight could be the 5 minute suggestion, could be the theme for everything I do, which is there's always more options than you think. When you're stuck, your brain has closed all the doors to options. And every time you think about the situation, because you believe you're stuck, then you're stuck. You can't see any solutions. And it's as if your brain reinforces the belief that you're stuck. Whereas if you can shift the thinking to the fact that you just can't see those options, you can't understand what they are, it enables you to not hold on to that belief that you're stuck quite so rigidly. So there's always more options than you think. Doing nothing crops up in episode 9 and in episode 18. So if you're pushing yourself, or you can feel the adrenaline rushing, pushing you to do something, then it might be very useful to listen to. I mean, episode 18 is a very short episode. So if you choose that one, follow through on the invitation to do nothing. I'm just having a look at my notes. I think that's it, really. I think I'm hoping that that's giving you enough of an index, enough of flavour for the sorts of episodes that are here in this first series for you to be motivated enough to go and listen to one of them, to pick one of the episodes, to listen to it, to get value from it, and then pop back next time that you're stuck about something and pick a different episode. Although the other thing I would say is if you've listened to one episode and it really worked, I mean, such as the Paths and Destinations poem, there's an element of if you come back to it with a different issue, you'll get some different insight, even from the same words. So even talking about getting to a higher vantage point may be very different with today's problem versus the problem that you've got next month. So don't ever feel that you can't re-listen to an episode, because that in and of itself may provide the insight that you need. So for the time being, thank you for listening. Let me know what you think about the podcast. Let me know what you'd like the podcast to be like for the second series. I'll be back in the new year with that. So yeah, in the interim, have a lovely rest of 2021. Even when you get there, a great festive season. And yeah, see you in 2020.
If you enjoyed today's exploration, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. You can find out more about what I do using the hashtag #LandscapingYourLife on social media. Thank you for listening. Until next time, from the Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith podcast. Tools that help you see situations from a different perspective to help you get back on track.